San Francisco, California, weighing 240 pounds, Pat Patterson.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words.
This is the hardcore icon, Just Incredible, and you're listening to on the Throwbacks Turnbuckle Wrestling Podcast. Now, that's not just the coolest, and that's not just the best. That, my friends, is just incredible.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island, New York City.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass, Choppy. On Rant EM Radio, proud member of the Shining Wizards Network and Dark Satellite Media.
Episode 385 of the Turnbuckle. Yeah. Hold on a second. Am I on?
You're on.
You're on.
I hear you.
I hear you.
I hear you.
You sound like a jerk off, but you're on.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on the Rant. We're not live on Facebook yet. Give us a few minutes for that.
We'll get there.
There's a reason why.
There's a reason why. Because we want to show all you fuckers who's calling into the show tonight.
Yeah, because we have royalty coming in today.
That's right.
It is. You know, former heavyweight champion.
That's right. Cuzzy Richie's in the YouTube chat room.
Hey, now.
Everybody's seen Richie.
I love Richie. Yeah, me too. Not very much, but I do like him.
I'm very fond of him.
By the way, did you open up one of them beers?
Sure did.
How? Sure do.
Sure do.
You like this beer? Sure do. You better like this beer. There ain't no
you
lie.
You like this hat?
I got
you
this.
Better like this hat. That's no lie.
I got the Pompadour IPA.
What does it taste like?
An IPA.
Like dog shit? I don't like
it. Nah. Not dog.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
It's actually pretty good.
How about cat piss?
No, it's definitely not cat
piss. Should we play Jay's theme?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it, man.
It wouldn't be a Thornburg Throwbacks without his theme.
The only thing it's missing is that saxophone.
Oh, my God. I can make a blind man sing. I can play a swing of golf.
And miss everything.
Oh, Lord. What a...
Oh, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, Dusty Rhodes.
So what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Shaylin?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
The fuck was that?
That's Shaylin. That's Shaylin's music.
Why is that? Clap, the three claps and a fuck you.
Yeah. She said, hello, Impact Player, the Renaissance Man, and Scrooge McMook.
You want to know something? Go eat a bag of dicks, all right? Puerto Rican style for all I fucking care.
Goodbye and good night.
Yeah, bitches. The fucking AEW New World Champion.
Ain't that something, huh?
Ain't that something. We'll get into all that shit tonight.
We've seen...
The Christmas tree, thanks. It's not decorated yet. I had to put it there to make sure it fit. I got a tree last night. And I'm like, I hope this fucking fits. I hope it fits.
I can't wait for the most decorated U.S. champion to lose.
It's the most wonderful mook of the year.
This is his type of year.
Who?
I mean, I should say this is your type of season.
Oh, I hate the season.
Why? You don't hate Christmas.
I am not a Christmas guy.
You were a Christmas guy the last couple of years now.
You got
little chitlins now. You can celebrate Christmas if you will.
If you will. I even got my little elf on the shelf now, too. You know?
Oh, you got to put him around the house and everything, right?
Yeah, I got to make it seem like he's live.
Merry Mookmas.
Who said that?
Shaylin.
Fuck her. Do they even have Christmas in Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico is a United States territory, man.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a commonwealth. Who gives a shit?
It's a commonwealth. All right, well, Justin Credible's calling in about 10 minutes.
Former
10
ECW World Heavyweight Champion.
Former ECW World Heavyweight Champion.
Former ECW World Tag Team Champion.
Eight-time Hardcore Champion.
Eight-time Hardcore.
Are you going to announce him like that? Because you're running the interview.
That's right.
So you're gonna be, you know all those accolades, yeah. Right?
Of course I do.
And you guys can speak the language to each other?
If you want to.
No, I don't want. Jay's like, yeah, okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because Jay can translate it all.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a fucking renaissance.
We got
man.
A fucking Guinea and a Mick over here. Yeah.
I have a few more beers. I'll be understanding.
Hey, why not?
Okay, terrific.
So, yeah. I tell you.
Shaylin said, fuck you, Choppy.
What?
She said, fuck you, Choppy.
Don't you wish you could? Fuck your hand.
I really enjoyed looking back at Justin Credible's. I'm telling you, long-standing career, really.
Bro, his my favorite feud was him and Jerry Lynn.
Oh, like, hands that, down. That's why we had to do it. That's why.
And then, like, I think my second favorite feud was him and fucking and Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah, he really came into his own.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We'll shout out Ron Singh after the break because he sent us something to tonight.
Fuck
oh,
him.
Yeah.
No, fuck him. What's wrong with you?
I'm kidding. Come on. God.
I was kidding with you, LV.
I was kidding.
Another Quaalude should love me in the morning.
I can't even have a little baby. Her womb is polluted.
Her womb is so polluted. You too, Mel. You fucked up too.
Joe Frank, do you know what a Hasa is?
Hasa is.
I love that movie. Ooh, Lord.
Help me, Jesus, help me.
Dusty Rhodes!
Dusty Rhodes? So what's up?
Well, Dusty Rhodes!
I was, I've listened to the Shane Douglas shoot interview on Hannibal TV.
Yeah.
This is going to be my 10th time listening to it. I don't know what it is about that interview. It's so good.
There's a couple of good Hannibal ones. There was the Shane Douglas one is really good. Is that his only one?
Yeah, two.
Okay, so I don't know which one. I think I saw the same one you did. And the recall is really good too. The Stan Hansen one.
Yeah,
Stan Hansen. I saw that.
And, really you know good. What? I really enjoyed the Kevin Sullivan one too.
I enjoyed
from like
Purple Haze. I summoned. I'm sorry.
You know whose interview I also saw? Not Hannibal, but was RF Video. Was Rick Martel.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
on YouTube. Yeah, that's on YouTube for free.
He actually, I had a really nice email exchange with him a couple of years ago. I think he just had started coming on to the show.
Okay.
He was going to come on the show. He doesn't do interviews at all. Like, yeah. at all. Unless you pay, obviously you pay him for a shoot, but yeah. he doesn't do a podcast. But he's like, I really don't want to do a podcast. And
yeah.
he actually got into a whole explanation on why he didn't. He just didn't say, I don't do podcasts.
And that's it.
I don't do AM/FM radio. And then I wound up on Coco Cabana's podcast. Fuck
oh, are you talking about Mr. Honky Tonk?
I'm great. I'm not jamming all time.
Fuck.
You know Ronnie Garvin.
Well, Dusty Rhodes.
Ronnie Garvin.
Yeah. You know what?
What the fuck are you doing?
Exactly.
I mean, at least Justin Carver was a credible world heavyweight champion as opposed to fucking Ronnie Garvin.
It was funny, on a different note, you know, War Games is coming up Sunday.
The War Games! I'm so excited, if you will!
War Games!
I can't wait to wear my t-shirt and shit.
I ended up watching War Games from 94.
On purpose?
Yeah, on purpose.
That's awful.
Nah, the stud stable against the... Stud stable.
That's J-E-double-F. J-A-double-R-E-double-T. That's Jeff Jarrett.
Colonel Parker was the man.
Fuller, Robert Fuller as fucking as Jeff Jarrett's manager was the
Do you know who did a dope Colonel Parker?
Who's that?
Dave Powers.
Did he really?
The Mega Powers. Yes, he did. Shout out to the Mega Powers.
Wow.
He did I think I'm all right with him, but he did it really good. Jay, he fucked Jay. He put himself into it. Really good. But if you will.
Yeah, I like that whole storyline with that whole summer, Dustin Rhodes, you know.
Where to call him the natural.
I just noticed your t-shirt not changed something. I like Aaron Lewis.
It's been a while.
From Stain? Oh, my God. Fantastic.
I loved the show. I don't remember being there, but I remember loving it. That's for sure. I was a little too drunk for.
Oh, you drunk?
Yeah.
Wow. You drunk? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it happens every
now
and then.
Get the fuck out of here.
It happens every now and then.
Yo, what, you like this hat?
I sure do.
Okay.
So, we got a few minutes. You guys want to kill a quick AEW or?
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's
sure do.
Whatever you want, Jay. We got 5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes. So, yeah. AEW was fucking off the hook this week. I thought.
Oh, it was fantastic, dude. It was amazing.
I really think I love this whole Impact thing. I really think it has a lot of legs. You know, I'm not like I was saying to Choppy before. I was like, I don't think it's going to be Super Clash 88.
okay.
I mean, come on. Let's give this I was reading reports online. People are already shitting on it, and nothing's even happened yet.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, I kind of like it. I like Don Callis, you know, with Omega. I kind of like, you know, that whole Winnipeg thing. And, yeah. So
I mean, I've had friends of mine that are like already shitting on it. And I'm like, dude, nothing's happened yet, and you guys are already like, oh, you know, oh, it's just if WWE was doing it, oh, it's like Undertaker is like too old, but not Sting's doing it. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, if they keep Sting in a non-physical role of some sort, maybe, or, you know, minor physicality, you know, then I'm with it, you know, but...
I think he's going to be a mentor to fucking Darby.
Yeah, I have to admit, though, that was a pretty intense segment, though. I actually really did like it. You know, even, like, the stare down with Arn Anderson and everything, like... I was really surprised to see. Like, I mean, I guess we should have known. We knew his Legends, you know, deal ran out earlier this year.
I didn't think he was going to sign with AEW.
I didn't think he was going to do anything either. But I mean, listen, if Tony Khan's throwing a suitcase full of money at you, all you got to do is just show up. Listen, who are you not to do that, right?
Exactly.
So, what do you think about Sting being there, Phil?
Sting.
I don't know. I honestly, I think it's going to be a good thing for the company. It's going to put more eyes on the product.
Yeah.
I hope it's just a managerial role or a coach role, kind of like what Taz is doing with you know, with Brian Cage and Starks and Hobbs. And it should be really good television. It should be really good, compelling television.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of like what people are expecting. A lot of people are expecting him to wrestle, and he's not going to wrestle.
I don't think so, yeah. He shouldn't.
The neck injury that he suffered against Seth Rollins has really put him out. He's done. He's He said it himself. That was his last match. Unless doctors can say, like, hey, you can go again. It's just like, no, I can't.
You know, well, it took Edge, what, 8-9 years to come back from a relatively same injury. So, and Sting ain't got 8-9 years to wait, you know. So, to me, I think it's a good signing by them. And supposedly the shirts went buck nutty Pro Wrestling Tees.
Apparently.
Which is awesome. Could you imagine Sting shirts selling 2020 like that? That's actually pretty fucking awesome. So, I enjoyed the Battle Royal too. Kind of just didn't see where they're going to go with this. MJF against Orange Cassidy is, I'm pretty on board with that.
Yeah, I mean,
it finally gives Orange Cassidy something to sink his teeth into.
Yeah, he really hasn't done anything since Jericho now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of sad.
So, that I liked. And then, of course, the big news coming out of it, Kenny Omega, the cleaner.
Yep.
Oh, dude, him winning the belt, especially with Don Callis there, Cyrus the Virus, that was great.
So, and like I said, I agree. You know, I think that's, we all knew he was going to go there. Omega was destined to have it. So, you know, it leaves it open, though. You know, with Impact coming in, there could be some kind of
inter-promotional. You could have the Good Brothers join up with Kenny Omega and the Bucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Sami Callihan could reunite with CZW star John Moxley.
That's true.
You know, like they did back in the day.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a good, excellent programming for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'd say so. I would definitely say so. So to me, we'll see where it goes. Are they going to do a little bit at a time? They're going to insert some Impact, stars in there. You know, I completely forgot about the Good Brothers coming in too.
Like, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
that's going to be really, really interesting to see. So hopefully they don't overdo it. But like you were saying too, Chop, with like, you know, this could open up the door big time for New Japan and ROH. To maybe have some sort of a working agreement. Nothing of craziness. So,
yeah.
To me, but.
It's going to be great.
I think so. So, what do you think, Phil?
Having some difficulties, of course.
Oh, you really? No.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Wouldn't be the show if we didn't.
Yeah, not my fault. I had to stop the YouTube feed because I guess the camera wasn't working.
Oh.
It's okay.
So. I said we were on.
Yeah, we were on until I opened up the Zoom, and
it's gonna be great.
We have a guest coming on.
Yeah. So, but, I'm excited for this. I was really excited to look into his career. I can't believe after ECW where he's gone. That I actually found that a little bit more interesting than, because, we all knew about his ECW career, which even still, he was a main player pretty much almost from day one, within the first few weeks coming in, got a huge win over Great Sasuke. Like, this guy was coming in as a star, and Heyman pushed him to the moon, and then all of a sudden came through.
Okay, yeah. Good. But, okay. No, he's, I guess he's coming in. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Jay. Go ahead.
Yes, but no, I was really I was really interested in seeing it and reading about it. His contributions are really, like, I want to say, often overlooked in a sense, like where he's gone and what he's done.
Yeah,
to me at least, looking back on it, where he gets tied in with the Click. He said on a number of occasions that he was tight with Scott Hall and more so with Sean Waltman now, but I think he doesn't need to be tied in with the Click as much as his own career of itself, especially ECW on.
Yeah. Listen, all I know is that a lot of people were shitting on Sting coming in. I wasn't upset. If he wrestles at 61 years old, then maybe I'm going to be upset about it.
Yeah, I think if you keep him in some sort of a role where he doesn't, like I said, little physicality, you know, there's no need for him to be coming out there and wrestling MJF. Like, nah, I don't really want to see that match.
Yeah.
You know, I think seeing him interact, if he can have promos, like you said, with a Darby Allin where he can, you know, or even just be like somebody that stands out and keeps Jericho intact and check and everything.
Fuck Darby Allin.
I don't know. I like Darby Allin.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I see it.
You see it?
I see it too.
I see a big pile of shit. That's what I see. Let's just hope Sting can turn his career around. I'm not feeling it right now.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, if anybody can, but I don't think Sting can.
Oh, I'm sure he can. I mean, they've tried everything with Darby. They've tried giving him the belt from Cody. They tried having him tag with Cody. Now I see China Gonzalez coming out to wrestle, I believe. I don't know who it is. Shotzi Blackheart, whatever her name is, on NXT. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I can't completely crap on him so far. He's been doing really well with Jon Moxley. He's done.
Yeah.
Really, he's whatever tests they put up against for him, he pretty much has passed them, all the tests.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like I said, to me, you know, I think he's, you know, they're priming him for something, but you can still see it's still going to be Adam Page 2021.
Adam Page is definitely going to get that title eventually.
Oh yeah, and what better place to get it than against Kenny Omega?
I found it amazing that him and the Bucks are not joining up yet.
Well, I think they're keeping their distance with that, and you know, I at this point I haven't been keeping up with being the Elite. I'm actually really, really far behind.
Yeah, me too. I'm a little behind myself.
I'm a little behind on it as well.
But you know, but to see them not together, I'm not against it. You know, I think there's only so much that you can blur that line between real and, you know, backstage and what's supposed to be on screen. So I'm kind of glad that they don't go super, you know, pull the curtain back and everything.
Of course.
So, but we'll see what happens. Like, hopefully with this, come 2021, you know, Adam Page gets back in, you know, he gets back into the feud with Omega and picks up. And
yeah,
I'd like to see Omega have a nice, decent run, you know.
Can we load the TV a little more, please?
Yeah, of course we can.
Thank you.
Of course we can. That's what we're here for, buddy.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hold on a second. There it is.
Thank you.
All done.
But I like to see Omega have like a nice run with this belt.
He will. I'm pretty sure. I think he's going to have a much longer run than Moxley for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense for Moxley because you got to think he's Wrestle Kingdom bound. He has to be.
No.
Oh, he's not.
Tony Khan said he's not going to Japan.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Hey. Well, he's got to forfeit that fucking title then.
That's what I say. I thought I was hoping fucking Kenta would have walked in last night, Thursday night, and fucking jacked him up.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's going to be okay, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Don't worry about it. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing.
Choppy's famous words. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. You know, especially in when things are looking like shit, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Our caller should be calling in. He's not calling in, so. Just check your phone, Choppy.
Let me see what's going on. I'll go hit him up right now.
Yeah, just tell him that
I
sent him the link.
And, you know, and obviously in recent news you opened up with it. Pat Patterson passing away.
Yeah, 79 years old.
79 years old, which, you know, played a pretty big part in Just Incredible as well, getting signed with the E, well, the F at the time.
In 94, yeah.
In 94. And, you know, it's hard to say what hasn't been said about Pat Patterson already, you know.
Greatest Intercontinental, well, not greatest, but the first.
First ever, yeah.
Yeah.
First ever. And he was the inventor of the Royal Rumble.
And, I mean, his mark is left on the business probably more so than we'll ever realize.
King of the Ring, too, I think he invented.
Did he?
I think. I know for sure it's the Royal Rumble, though.
You know, he helped, I mean, how many? I mean, you would shudder to think how many wrestlers he's actually helped with knowledge and taking care of their matches and the finishes. It's probably endless, the amount of wrestlers that he's influenced. So, you know, his mark is left on the business. I know he's known, too, for his singing.
Yeah, I don't care if fucking YouTube or Facebook copyrights us tonight.
Yeah, that was it.
He did a karaoke. He always sang My Way.
Yeah.
So, and they did a tribute to him on NXT. And they actually played Sinatra's song, and they had him singing under it at the different events that he was at, so I played that.
So our guest is having technical difficulties back in where he's at right now. There's a nor'easter, and
oof.
And apparently he's losing power. He lost power in his area.
Great. Yeah, I was just going to say that I know there is a storm coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winter's coming.
The winter came on.
And he said he's trying to use his cell phone, and the reception on the cell phone is terrible, too. So
we'll see. Maybe we'll get a run-in.
We'll see what happens.
Maybe we'll get a run-in.
All right, so we'll just continue on.
Yeah, let's continue what we're doing.
But Chop, like, you know, same thing with Pat Patterson. I mean, obviously, our generation, we always make the joke that, you know, Philly's a half generation in front of us. Our generation, he'll always be known as the Stooges with him and Briscoe.
Yeah, you know, that's a sad part because I do.
It is, yeah.
I know for a fact that he, even before the Stooges, he was a referee.
Yeah.
For the F back in the day. And then, for whatever reason, you know, they made him into a comedy gimmick with Vince in the late 90s.
Yeah.
So,
but he did a really great job with it.
Oh, yeah, he did a phenomenal job. He was the perfect little, like, ass kisser to Vince's character.
Him and Lanza were, like, Vince's first, like, agents, road agents.
Yeah.
Book, right?
Yeah.
And I got a couple of years ago, I got this Best of Madison Square Garden Blu-ray that WWE put out. And there was a match from him and Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, the boot camp match?
Boot camp match.
Oh,
basically the first hardcore match in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boot
and
camp
it was
match.
Fucking great because at that point, it was, I want to say he no longer was with the Grand Wizard. He was a face.
Uh huh.
This is with Pat Patterson.
Pat Patterson against Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, because he took over the managerial duties of for Slaughter now, right?
I think he meant, yeah, I think the Grand Wizard was, like, he turned on the Grand Wizard, or the Grand Wizard turned on him, whatever it was.
Something like that.
So, of course, Sarge comes out in his regalia. He's got the fucking camouflage gimmick and everything. But then here comes Pat Patterson with the I Love New York tourist shirt.
Yeah with the white with the red,
with the red ring. With the red dapple, and then he's got the tight jeans and the boots. And
the T-shirt was, like, two sizes too small for him.
Well, that's what you get when you buy the shirts on 34th. He probably walked down to 7th Avenue, went into that shop that we passed up on the way to the Hammerstein that night.
Correct.
And he went into that touristy store that's still there, by the way. And he probably bought, like, the $3 for $10 shirts.
Yep.
The ones that you can't wash or you can't dry them, and they'll fall apart in the dryer.
Correct.
So I have the utmost respect for Pat Patterson, and Tony Z got me his book for Christmas a couple years ago.
Oh, cool.
And it's a fucking great read. And I know he's been, no pun intended, the butt of a lot of jokes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But let me tell you, hard as fucking nails, bro.
Yeah.
He ran NWA San Francisco territory as a tag team with the Crippler Ray Stevens. They were AWA and NWA World Tag Team Champions.
Probably one of the most hated tag teams of all time.
You know, it was great. He told a story. I think it was on Legends House or shoot, I forget where it was. He told they were in maybe the Midwest, mm-hmm. and they were beating up on the fucking babyface tag team. They did a fight, the Crusher and the Bruiser, actually.
Yeah.
And they were screaming, "Hey, you faggot, you fag."
They were calling Ray Stevens a fag?
No, they were calling
Patterson
a fag. And then Stevens leans over and goes, "If they only knew," and while they were in the ring. And so I got to tell you, man, 80 years old, he would have been 80 next month. And he was one of my favorite people in wrestling. And I got the tail end of him, so I didn't really get to see him wrestle. So
yeah, well, I think one of the coolest things for fans, you know, at least of our fandom as well, like, that Legends House was very underrated for that reason.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it immensely. I mean, my favorite part was Gene Okerlund. Gene Okerlund, for some reason, just reminded me of, like, just like a perfect grandfather. Like, he just had these, like, all these jokes and what have you and all that stuff. But it was a really great, you know, peek behind the curtain with Hillbilly Jim and
Put that cigarette out.
And Rowdy Roddy Piper. Yeah. I love that.
Yes!
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Put that cigarette out.
I love that.
No, this is my favorite.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
That's where it started.
Yo, that video was money. When I first saw that, I was like, oh my God. Is that Gene Okerlund?
My God.
Woo! Gene.
You know who does that good? The Hammer.
The Hammer doesn't really
have So yesterday, very, very insane exchange on social media. So Choppy's wife unearthed a bunch of Choppy's childhood pictures. Now, the inside joke with the crew, the Takeover Club, is every time Choppy's pictures get released, my son makes him makes his pictures, his screensavers on his phone, on his computer, on his Facebook, everything.
Oh, I love
so
it.
Yesterday, Brio puts up two more pics.
Knowing.
So Elaine.
It was me with my communion photo.
Yeah, Elaine goes, oh, can't wait to have Hammer to see this. I'm like, he already did. And then Hammer writes back, by God. And then the second and then the second picture he wrote, that hair, by God. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it's, other than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're in a weird area now where, like, all our heroes, all our childhood memories, you know,
it's
like,
sad, man.
It's weird.
It's only a matter of time.
And it's weird too. Yeah. Like if you're a sports fan and like your fucking heroes are getting into like the Hall of Fame, or their managers or coaches, and you're like, dude, I just fucking watched him win a World Series when I was like 12 years old.
I'll tell you right now, the day that I find out that Jordan passes away, I'm gonna lose my shit.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
But like, he's an owner now.
Yeah. I know.
He's old. Like in some social circles, he's old. But like I don't know, man. It's weird.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around. But you know, I meant to text it to you guys, but we should do like the boot camp match or something. Like we'll try to do something.
Oh no, I intend to.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah,
we'll try to do something with Patterson because
Patterson had some great matches, man. You have to go back and look at them. There's a bunch of stuff online. I mean, it's not him and Ray Stevens.
Oh, that's the Blonde Bombers, right?
They were almost as ruthless as the Outlaws, as Dusty and Dick Murdoch.
You know what it is about the Outlaws though? They were more comedic to me than anything else, whereas The Blonde Bombers of Ray Stevens and Pat Patterson, they were fucking ruthless.
Chop, you know who hated the Outlaws?
Who?
You know who hated them?
Oh, boy.
Gary Hart.
Tell you, I know one thing about you, Dusty Rhodes. You're like your mama and your daddy who died drunk in a ditch when he was 42. You were born no good. Dickus Murdoch ain't no better. It's birds of a feather.
It's true. It's true.
Very true.
And he hates Texas, too, Jay.
That there ain't nothing good that's ever come from that filthy, white trash, honky state of Texas.
Honky state.
But the Blonde Bombshells, to get back to Jay's point, were fucking ruthless.
Yeah.
Ruthless. They wrestled in the NWA San Francisco territory.
Yeah, well, and that's what it is. And that's another thing where, like, Patterson, I started in the 60s. And
Buddy Rogers and all those guys were over there, too. Freddie Blassie, the original Sheik.
He was over.
Oh, yeah.
Over.
And he didn't speak a lick of fucking English, either. He left Montreal. He was stranded out here.
Well, that's
man.
Like that's like Vince puts him on, you know, on commentary in the 80s. And it's just like, Vince, you put him? Oh, the crowd's going banana.
I got to tell you, though, it's I think for Vince's credit, he gave all his people jobs, man.
He did.
Gave Bruno the job. The whatever. Tell you something, Vince. That guy's a big piece of slime. you know. But I got to tell you though, Pat Patterson was one of my favorite fucking people, man.
Yeah,
one of my favorite.
It's a shame.
And all the rumors about him getting favors from people. Listen. He even hired our guest. If he calls in, he hired Justin Credible.
Yeah,
you know?
He hired, and it was something. He's got an interesting story. You know, it'd be better coming from his mouth. But he more or less just showed up. He showed up one day with his bags and said, you know, I think he said to Lanza,
went to Cal. Who?
Yeah, he said to Lanza. He says, hey, I'm here if you need anything, and you know, I got my stuff. So he brought, you know, he ended up staying there. He thanked everybody. And then I think he ended up meeting Pat Patterson. I think he met Pat Patterson. Somehow another came up that he was Portuguese. And the light went on and, you know.
They put a jock strap on his face.
Pretty much.
Wow.
He was trained. He went to Calgary.
Well, the rumors are is that a lot of people think that it was Justin Credible under the mask. But I heard it's his brother.
Who's his brother?
I don't know. I heard it's a brother of his.
Joey Incredible? Joey Credible,
Justin. but it supposedly too, like the original like drawings of the out was supposed
oh,
to be
I'd love
something
to see that.
Was supposed to be something. I think from what I read and heard from him, he has the drawings. He's supposed to be something completely different. Like you know, how hokey it was supposed to be the complete opposite.
Not change subject, but the babyface girl team just got the War Games contract.
Speaking of the War Games, we'll get into that in a minute, but Choppy says that the captain of this team, of the women's face team, was in porn.
Yes, I found out.
And he showed me some pictures of her heart-shaped nipples. She has heart-shaped nipples.
Gotta be a tattoo or something, right?
No, it was not a tattoo, Jay.
It's gotta be a tattoo.
She was born with heart-shaped nipples, all right?
I've never heard of heart-shaped. 35 years I've been on this earth. Never seen heart-shaped nipples. And I've been in my fair share of strip clubs.
Have you?
Yes.
I'm not surprised at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the one on 3rd Avenue under the Gowanus, right? Because those are the chicks with the fucking, with the stab wounds and the.
No, and the C-section
and
scars.
And the C-section scars,
no,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, not that one.
I was escorted out of there one evening. I wasn't alone, put it that way.
Yeah.
It wasn't just my fault, but I was an instigating fuck. I wasn't allowed back in there.
But so now the faces get the advantage. That's a little bit different. That's a little bit different.
Deion Anderson rules switched up.
Well, what's going to mean is that they have the special guest, whoever their mystery partner is going to be. Like, that means that person's going to turn on Shotzi, clearly.
Well, the mystery partner is Io Shirai, isn't it? Because Io Shirai just came back.
The shit locker?
Yeah?
No, she's right there.
She's right there. She was just with the girl. She helped him out.
Ah, so there you go.
That bitch can
There's
get it.
There's our mystery partner.
That bitch can get it.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of NXT, I guess we'll go right into it. And NXT was pretty good. I just basically watched it at Phil's house for the most part.
That's great. That's a great thing.
Yeah. And I watched the throwback, too. I was like, fuck it. We just watched the throwback, too.
Yo, is that guy Santos Escobar still the fucking Cruiserweight champion?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He teamed up with Mendoza. He fought Punishment Margasa.
Yeah, I know.
And Leon Ruff.
Bro. How is the Santo Escobar still fucking champion, bro?
He's got a Dean Ambrose reign right
now.
No,
but fuck him. I'm so pissed off he's still
stop.
Fuck him. Stop. I'm so mad.
He's the most decorated United States champion of all time.
He wrestled once.
In the modern era.
In the modern era.
The most decorated United States champion of all time.
In the modern era.
Better than Lex Luger.
Oh, Lex Luger.
Oh, I like Luger. Not really.
Then Austin Gray fought Cameron Grimes.
Ugh. Yeah.
And then Dexter, what's his name? Schleppshaw?
Schleppshaw.
Schleppshaw. I love
that. Sveltshaw.
Sveltshaw.
The guy has like that weird tattoo.
I'm telling you, he looks like a fucking barbershop quartet, dude.
He's awful.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello.
No, but apparently, our boy over here, Deontay Kopp, loves fucking.
Deontay Kopp.
Mr. Positivity.
Yeah.
Mr. WWE lover over here.
That's right. Sam Shaw.
Mr. Sam Shaw.
Sam Shaw gets the gas face.
Can you believe that he was in a storyline involving Christy Hemme?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Oh, that's awful.
I can believe that.
poor Christy Hemme.
Fuck her.
She had like, how many kids did she have at one time? Like she had like 8 kids at one time.
God bless her.
Like
she's the new Mother Hubbard.
Yeah. I think she had like
she's
4
the new
kids.
What?
Old Mother Hubbard. So she lived in the shoes. She has so many kids, the uterus fell out.
Ooh.
Ring that bell.
Lord.
Ring that bell.
Dice.
Yes, I'm over here now, boogaloogaloo.
But yeah, so then, things are heating up really for the War Games with, for the brand against the UE.
Is it really the name of the group is The Brand? I'm still trying to get
it. I think it's The Brand. Oh, For The Brand, FTR, FTB.
You want to get into the matches for War Games on Sunday?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do.
I can't believe this started in 2014. TakeOver. This is like the 35th, 39th one. Whatever the fuck
wow.
It is.
Wow.
Is it the 39th one?
It's the 31st, I believe. Something like that. 32nd, I'm sorry. 32nd.
Remember how we used to like envision a War Games match in the WWE?
Of course.
And now we have it into fruition after 3 years of War Games. It's amazing.
It's the War.
I wonder how they're going to do it in the CWC, as it were.
The same way they did it in the Takeover arenas.
Same way we do every night, Pinky.
Try to. Did you see the new Animaniacs?
I haven't seen it.
I can't. Your fucking Hulu is on.
No, it's on.
It's back.
It's on, dude.
Because shit was on. I couldn't watch anything today.
It's on. It's been on.
Okay, because I went to look at the what do you call it today? The gimmick, and it was said it was frozen.
No, it's on. It's been on the whole for like the last couple of days.
I haven't seen the Animaniacs. Is it worth the watch?
The new one?
No, your Disney Plus was on fucking on pause today.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, because I went to watch the Phil DeLorean. It wasn't
the Phil. You mean the Macho Mandalorian?
Yeah, the Macho Mandalorian.
But no, it's on. It's brilliant.
Yeah,
they make fun of everything except for like they put it in a way that kids can understand it as well.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, well, that was the genius of the show back then too.
Yeah, there was a trailer. I don't know if you saw it where they make a parody of fucking Jurassic Park.
when they see the
dinosaurs for the first time in the Jurassic Park, and they're like, it's Wacko, Yakko, and Dot. They're the Animaniacs. And then fucking Jeff Goldblum's character comes and he's like, he did it. That son of a gun did it again. It was brilliant.
That's awesome.
You got to watch it. It's really good.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because like Tabor loves the Animaniacs. And we've actually, before even hearing about it, we would always talk about it. I was like, they were like really good, especially to be as a
kid. The Good Feathers were the best.
Oh, the Good Feathers was the best part.
Oh, my God. And with the chick with the dog, or the what's her name? The one she kept squeezing the dog.
Elmira.
She was fucking great too.
And Katie Kaboom.
Yeah, Katie. Where's the Kaboom?
But
what's the matchup?
Where were we?
We got bad news.
What's up?
He ain't making it.
He can't make it because he says he has no power in his house.
Well,
he says he's gonna have to reschedule for next week.
We'll push it off.
All right. Next week it is.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Not your fault. Sorry, guys.
I just got it.
Goddamn Mother Nature.
We just spoke to him at least an hour ago.
I was talking to him the whole week.
And he emailed me an hour ago. Because I had to email him the link.
Mother Nature.
Right. Apparently, we're supposed to get the same storm tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. That's what I said.
We get a couple of inches of rain.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to our boy Will Sweeney. Will's coming out here tomorrow to hang.
Oh, cool.
And I told him, you know, I said, yeah, I said, nothing really going on. It's been fucking raining all weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking shit. So.
But anyway.
What was the throwback for this week?
Just incredible.
Fuck!
All right, so listen, no big deal, Will. Listen, the only thing we have going on this month, really, besides hopefully the Christmas party with the Wizards, is Starrcade 90.
Which I'm excited for.
Can we do that?
That's our Christmas one.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
Are we doing that?
Yeah, of course we are. I told you that.
I thought we were doing the Nitro party.
We're doing a Nitro party.
I'm talking about, like, are we going to have Squires call in?
Yeah, Squires is definitely calling in. No, I already told. I spoke to Matt a few weeks ago. I told him he has a couple of weeks to work on that. I told him that, like, November, I told him. I told him before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're just going to hammer out with the Wizards if we're doing it
on COVID. And I'm going to be doing a Takeover Club Zoom with everybody.
Oh, we got to film that.
Yeah, we're going to film it. So Muzz and Rob, Elaine, Cuz Bros, Nick German. By the way, Nick German has a request. I want to bring that up again. We did it in pre-production, but I'll try to get Bazza, Harry, everybody from the UK. Everybody wants it. So we're going to do that. Maybe I'll do it like on a Friday or whatever it is, and people can check in. They can check in.
Yeah.
Because we have to work on everybody's time zones. Mott Spock's on fucking, he's on fucking Cheesehead time.
Fuck him!
Yeah. But no, he bought a shirt, man. We sold two shirts this past couple
weeks.
My friend got a shirt. You know what she got with it? Hmm. An Andy Kaufman, Jerry Lawler fucking coaster.
Whoa.
That's gonna be part of the show soon. We're going to have it here. We can put our drinks on it.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a Memphis
Jerry
Lawler.
Well, it was funny. I went.
That's what the Pro Wrestling Tees was giving out.
I went Buck Nutty.
Who?
I went Buck Nutty on
That's Staten Island for I spent a lot of money.
Yeah, okay. On Pro Wrestling Tees.
Is that what it means?
I don't know. I'm asking Jay. He's from here. We're not from here. Yeah.
I went crazy.
Jay bought a computer.
Oh, speaking of crazy, that's really nice, actually.
Isn't it?
And I didn't even show Phil. Look what it does.
It turns into a tablet?
Oh, it turns into a tablet.
See, it's going to take him 7 months to fucking work that.
I have no idea.
I tell you.
I turn it on with my thumbprint.
With your what?
My thumbprint.
You mean you turn it on with your thumb?
Yeah.
What is golf thumb?
Yeah. But I bought so much stuff off Pro Wrestling Tees.
Yeah?
Yeah, I bought a few Christmas gifts when I told you I was going.
That's right. This fucking mook is. I'm about to spend money next week because TeePublic. I'm sorry. Finish your point.
That's what I'm saying. I wanted to go off.
Go, go,
dude. So he sends me the link. It's an 8-bit fucking. fucking Big Van Vader shirt, right?
Oh, shit.
8-bit fucking Vader shirt, 8-bit Stan Hansen shirt, 8-bit fucking Brody. And then I'm clicking on it, and there's a parody of Prince Adam from He-Man on the Thriller cover. With Cringer.
It's called Cringer, not Thriller.
My ex, the Unsilent Majority, sent me a text message. She's like, I know you're going to buy this, right? I'm like, how the fuck did you know I'm looking at this t-shirt? She even knew. I was like, holy shit. So now I'm in the rabbit hole. This fucking site has everything. I saw a Battle of the Planet shirt.
Did you see the 8-bit Abby one was on there too?
Yes. Yes,
they have Battle of the Planets now too.
Yeah, G-Force.
Oh, stop! Don't tell me that
they got a dope fucking Soundwave Transformer shirt. Stop it! Stop. And they have an eclectic fucking array of Bruiser Brody t-shirts.
Get out!
Not like sick looking ones. Like I might have to fucking get a whole new closet for these gimmicks.
The shirts are.
What is it? TeePublic?
TeePublic.com.
T-E-E public.com. It's
amazing. And Violent Miracle should be shipping out. I ordered, I don't know if I told you guys, but about a month and a half ago, he put out these limited edition Great Mood of fucking long sleeve t-shirts.
Ooh.
So I bought one. It's fucking awesome.
I want to get more of those All Japan Pro Wrestling t-shirts on TeePublic because they have so much good shit, man. I want to get Kawada. I want to get.
Yeah. I got to check that out.
I got a Burning Hammer one.
That's where I'm going to go now, next, because, I was going to get gifts for the Wizards as well. Because last year, I showed up empty handed for the most part.
Dude, you and New, relax. We brought hamburgers, by the way. We spent fucking $30 in hamburgers.
Oh, that's right. We went to fucking White Manor, didn't we?
We most certainly did.
And you guys loved it, didn't you?
I want to go back.
We're going back.
I want to go back. If we go to Tony's house, I definitely got to go back.
I went there one time with Brielle. It's gone. It's really bad now.
Like, get out of here. Recently?
Recently. It's bad in terms of waiting now.
Fucking COVID.
Because COVID, if you want to go there and order burgers, you have to order from outside, obviously. And then they say you have to wait. You got to go to the window, you order it, and then you got to wait 45 minutes for the
burgers. Did you call them in?
You could call them in.
That's your best bet. Because when we went there that night, we just made it.
Yeah.
Because when we sat down after we ordered the food,
it was a rush.
There was like a bum rush. There was a line out the door. And the people getting yelled at because you know how you have to order. The one guy takes the fries or the whole family. The husband takes the burger order. The mom takes the fucking the fries order. And the son does all the soft drinks.
Well,
it really is like in the family.
And that's
so
how you, got to order them, you know?
Well, the people that are running the hamburger joint is not really they're just running it. The actual owners, I know the owners.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's right. Bree was saying it too.
Bree's dad knows the owner. Yeah, he doesn't. He's never there.
The owner's never there. He's filthy rich off of this fucking hamburger joint.
He's got to be.
But there's like two or three of them, right? Isn't it?
There's two. There's one in Jersey City, and there's one in the Hackensack.
And Chop said this before that he was dirty rich. That dude, because Jay and I were saying on the way there, we were like, yo, there's a fucking McDonald's across the road.
It makes more business than McDonald's.
It has to. If he's and McDonald's, they make billions of dollars that place.
I said also, he was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with fucking Guy Fieri.
Yes, he was.
And then and he told this guy, he told him, like, yo, and he asked him, how many burgers do you make a day? He says about 3,000. 3,000 sliders a day? Are you fucking kidding me? That's a lot of money, dude.
I told Jay we could have got a six-pack and fucking watched that guy cook. Because that's how fun that was. We were fascinated, bro.
Oh, dude.
We were fascinated by it. It was insane. Insane. Insane.
What about the onions cooking with the meat already smashed in?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a fan of onions, but I took one for the team.
It was good, right?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. All right, so takeover.
We'll do the takeover.
Oh, that's right, takeover.
Timothy Thatcher versus Tommaso Ciampa.
I'm excited for this match.
You know what? I am actually excited because I'm a Timothy Thatcher mark. I like Timothy Thatcher. And I'm a huge Tommaso Ciampa mark, too, because Tommaso Ciampa can go. They both can go. So we'll see what happens, you know?
I'm intrigued by Ciampa calling him out.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because I think that, right now they don't have much for Ciampa to do. And it's also the same thing for Timothy Thatcher. So why don't we have the two guys that we have nothing for right now, let's put them together in a feud and see how it goes. And it seems like it's going to be a good feud. I mean, I don't know if you saw that on NXT. Ciampa got beat down by Thatcher and his student.
Yes.
What's his student's name? He looks familiar. Is that Alex Payne?
Stop. Now, we're talking about T-Public. I open my phone. It's the first thing I say. Big Bad Dangerous. Fucking Vader and Bam Bam Bigelow t-shirt. I'm over you. This is all your fucking fault.
Fuck you. You're the one.
Fuck you, asshole. You send me one link, and now my fucking phone is like, buy this, fatty. Buy this, fatty. Go ahead, fatty. Buy it.
Can I see the shirt of Bam Bam and Vader?
It's on T-Public, you fucking mook.
Oh, my
Look,
God.
Look, right here.
That's my fault.
Right here, you fucking barrel ass. Look, shit dick.
Ooh, let me see.
That's fucking dope.
And it's 30% off. Ooh, Lord.
Yeah, you even got the fat guy sizes, if you will.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Christmas is coming. I think you're all getting your gifts off tpublic.com this year.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was thinking about, because now that's where I'm going to go to, T-Public.
Yeah.
How can T-Public do this to us? Or better yet, how can I do this to Phil?
Take our money? Yeah, they might as well. These fucks.
Yo, that website is way better than any wrestling site right now. I'm sorry.
Well, Pro Wrestling Tees, they broke a record the other day with Sting shirts. That Sting shirt is dope, by the way.
It is nice.
With the fucking baseball bats.
It is.
Can I just clear something up real quick? I know we talked about AEW before, but before we get... Well, you know what? Let's finish NXT, and I want to just briefly get on Sting again for a second. Cameron Grimes versus Schlepshaw in the strap match.
Ugh.
Dexter Lumis.
Dexter Lumis.
We know.
But
we know Deontay.
I'm over this. I'm over this feud, though.
Deontay Cop. Deontay, we love you, by the way, brother. Chabby just gives you shit, but we got a lot of love for you, bro. He posts a lot of stuff for us on the pages.
He really does.
He's a good kid.
He's
very positive.
He's very pro WWE and
he's like our New Day. He's very positive.
Well,
anyway,
Triple
threat for the NXT North American Championship. Leon Ruff, newly engaged. Leon Ruff, by the way,
to who?
What's
the bitch's name?
What's the bitch's name? He is in a relationship with referee Aja Smith. They got engaged on November 30th.
Aja works for WWE as well.
Yeah, she's an NXT referee, I believe.
Interesting.
And they have a dog together, by the way. Who cares, right? Leon Ruff defending against Punishment Margasa and Johnny Wrestling.
I think I'm going to give this to... there's no way Leon Ruff is going to hold on to the title.
Nah. Not now. I think it's going to go to Punishment Martinez.
I think Punishment Martinez is going to be the first two-time NXT North American champion.
Bill Gargano was the first ever two-time champion.
Is he?
He was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
So he'd be the second two.
He lost it right away.
First defense. See, that just shows how forgettable that title run was. So yeah, I'm gonna give it to Martinez.
All right, team Hot Tits, team Shotzi, Ember Moon, Rhea Ripley, and Shitlocka Shirai taking on team Candice LeRae with Candice, Dakota Kai, Puerto Rican China, Raquel Gonzalez, right?
Yes, sir.
And Toni Storm. Looking like a fucking
she's awful.
A groupie for Top Gun with those big fucking aviator glasses.
Ugh.
I'm gonna give it to the face team.
Yeah, but I'm curious to see how the face team's gonna have the advantage and still win.
And still fuck it up?
Yeah.
They might fuck it up.
Well, I'm telling you right now,
I know how they could do this.
Rhea Ripley's gonna fucking she's gonna be the X Factor, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm big on her right now, by the way.
I'm sure you are.
Not like that, no. She's not really attractive.
She's actually a really good-looking woman.
You think so? You like that fucking, that tall schnozzy look?
No. Wait. She's a good-looking girl because I've seen pictures of her prior to this look they have her doing, and she's actually a very good-looking woman.
Rhea Ripley?
I think...
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I think, honestly, I'm not attracted to her right now. I think she's going to be hotter when she's 33. I think she's one of them chicks who gets hotter with age.
Nah, she's gorgeous.
I think she's really gorgeous. She's not ugly at all. I think she's a pretty girl.
I didn't say she's ugly. I'm just not attracted to her. So how's that going to work out? How's it going to pan out with the heel, with the face team?
I'm confused by that.
I think that what's going to happen is I think you're going to have Puerto Rican China dominate two wrestlers at the same time.
Like Sid?
Yeah.
Like Sid did in War Games when he killed poor Brian Pillman.
Because Puerto Rican China is really not that good in the ring, so I'm assuming.
You know what would be dope? If Puerto Rican China kills somebody in the ring and they have like, he's dead, but they should have like Great Khali or somebody come out and Pick her up and take her outside. Like what this Giant Gonzalez did for Brian Pillman.
You mean El Gigante?
El Gigante, rest in peace. I'm sorry, go ahead. Finish your point. Hold on.
What was that?
Oh, no, it's my phone. Sorry. We're live on Facebook, by the way. We're live on the Facha Libre.
We're on the Facebooks.
Hello there. Welcome to Movie Phone.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't you just tell me the name of the movie you want to see?
Why? Yeah, did you see Warner Brothers putting all their movies on HBO Max?
Yeah, I'm actually excited for Mortal Kombat, dude.
Fuck that. I already got my popcorn for December 25th, Christmas night.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman 84.
I'm not feeling the villain, though. I don't know about this.
You're out of your mind. Can we? What's finished?
No,
this?
I'm talking about, what's her name? Cheetah. It's Cheetah, right?
I'm not mad at that at all.
No, I like that. I'm talking about the other guy, the main villain.
I don't care. I'm not mad at that. She's going to kick people's asses regardless. I'm not mad at that.
Remember when we went to go see the first one?
Poor Brielle.
But remember, Brielle was looking at me.
Brielle was like fucking eight. Was he 8 months pregnant?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
This was right after her mom passed away. We went to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
She was so uncomfortable.
Poor girl.
Oh, my God. So
and then she would look at me. She was like, she's way too fucking hot to be Wonder Woman.
That's right. Both the girls were like, yeah, she's way too fucking hot.
What do you mean? Linda Carter was hot.
Well, Linda Carter was one of my first questions. But Choppy and I were going to the theater. Just sidetracked. Now we're getting all over the place.
Yeah.
Choppy and I go into the theater. I'm like, how does this fucking Israeli chick Wonder Woman? I want a big, thick fucking thigh, big titty Amazon bitch. That's Wonder Woman. And I'm like, I want like Serena Williams to be fucking Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah.
So Choppy's like, It's gonna be great, he says. That's his catchphrase. That's his catchphrase.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great, he says. It's all right.
And sure enough,
she fucking killed it. And the girls looked over at us and said, "She's way too hot to be Wonder Woman."
Such problems.
But she couldn't even fit in the fucking chair. She was so miserable.
Oh,
I felt
poor
bad.
Girl.
But anyway, all right. And your main event of the evening, the what do they call themselves? The brand.
For the brand, yeah.
Yeah, for the brand. FTB. With the fucking Guido chain he's rocking tonight on NXT. Pat McAfee, Orange Pete Dunne.
Orange Man Pete Dunne.
Orange Cassie Dunne.
And 1-2.
And Danny Burch, who's 39 looking like he's 59.
Yep.
Yo, he's so old looking.
And Biff Busick, only looking, against the UE, baby.
Who's going to win this, guys?
It's got to be the UE. Has to be the UE.
For them to stretch this out this long and keep McAfee around? Come on, dude.
I like where Choppy's going, because what Choppy is going to be saying then is that this feud's going to go on even further. Now, how do you keep it going?
How do you keep it going if you put him in the cage, bro?
Listen.
Somebody has to leave UE.
McAfee lost to Adam Cole in that singles match. And then the fucking 1-2 guys, Oney Lorcan and Burch, they won the tag team titles off of Breezango. So you can still have something with the title. You have the titles are going to be those tag team titles are going to be the main focus.
But the tag team title scene just got crowded because the fucking Imperium is back.
Grizzled Young Vets
are there now. You got
Ever-Rise.
I just had a thought.
Oh boy,
this is how it happens. Somebody leaves UE.
Roddy. Roddy's gonna leave.
Think about it. Think about all the dinner that they had. All of them nostalgia. They were talking about it. Whatever. What's gonna happen? McAfee's gonna come with money, and then Roddy's gonna leave.
Wow.
I'm with that. Yes.
Roddy's gonna leave.
Or it's gonna be Kyle O'Reilly.
No, I think it's gonna be Roddy.
They're focusing. Well, because I think Roddy's gonna have to think like, hey, I'm part of this fucking group too. You know.
You know what? And. You guys know I'm a Roddy guy from way back. If he leaves, he's got to call himself Mr. NXT.
Yes.
Because he was Mr. ROH.
Mr. ROH. He's got to be Mr. NXT. It just makes it tough.
He hasn't done anything. So we were talking.
I think it's on purpose.
We're talking about in pre-production about Isaiah Swerve Scott has a podcast on network called, I think it's called Swerve City.
Mm-hmm.
It's him and one of his homeboys who was like a musician. And they had the UE on, except for Adam Cole. They were all three other the other guys around here talking about their life stories, how they came up, and very, very cool. And I'd be heartbroken if Roddy left. However,
I would be too, but
it's
gonna make good TV.
It'll be good TV, A, and B, it's gonna give Roddy that singles push that he really, really deserves. Let's be honest. No disrespect to O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. They're not singles wrestlers. Even though they made Kyle O'Reilly ROH champion, he was ROH champion.
I was going to say.
He was ROH champion for like 30 seconds.
He was PWG champ. If anybody is close out of the two, it's O'Reilly for sure.
Yeah, and if that's the case, they either break the fucking team up totally, and then they go back to being Red Dragon, because they mentioned that on the podcast too, being Red Dragon. And then Adam Cole goes up. Adam Cole goes up.
Ooh.
Now, and then Roddy goes after fucking Finn Balor.
I know, but
let me tell you something. There's a lot of, I like what you're saying. I don't want them to lose. However,
yeah, I don't want them to lose.
But if they're gonna lose and that's gonna be the way, then Roddy's got to get the push in 21.
He's got to get the push in 21. It's gonna go against everything that we say. That, you know, hopefully they stay in NXT. That's where we want UE to stand. But if they go up to Raw and or SmackDown, I want them to go up as a unit. I don't want them to go up
separately. Cole is going to go up to Raw or SmackDown because he's a fucking star.
Yeah.
That guy has superstar written all over him. He is your modern day Shawn fucking Michaels right now. And that guy could work with anybody. Proof in point is when the NXT invaded last year, I think it was.
Yes.
And he had matches with fucking Seth Rollins and Daniel Bryan, and he hung with the two guys.
Oh, hung with them. That's
he embarrassed them in the ring. That's how good he is. So you want to know something? I'm excited for Adam Cole. What I'm not excited for is if they fuck with his storylines when he goes up to the main roster.
But I like to see UE win this one. I think UE's got to get the win.
I think it's going to be it's for the brand.
Either way, it's my favorite gimmick.
Yep.
It's the wall game, if you will.
You like that gimmick?
It's my favorite.
You like that gimmick?
Sure do.
You better like that gimmick. Ain't no lie.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
Can't believe fucking Tony Schiavone. Sure do.
Sure do.
I'm telling you right now, and Jay talked about it before that we like what AEW is doing real quick. I want you to get back to that because I was actually trying to fucking get the fucking gimmick to work in case Justin Credit was going to call in. And I was out of the conversation for a minute. People were on social media with us talking like, well, if it wasn't great for Taker, Phil, why is it great for Sting? And your boy Carlos the same way. And I said, let me tell you something.
Exactly. We're a nostalgia show, dude.
This is a nostalgia podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'll be happy if Sting wrestles at 61 years old, but when any of my fucking heroes come back in any type of capacity that's not in the ring as a figurehead, listen, when Piper came back to WCW, I popped.
Yeah.
Even though that fucking cage match was awful, even though the whole story was awful, him, Flair, Hogan, that's my childhood.
He was still a good character.
Sting.
I actually enjoyed that when he came in.
Me too.
The match was terrible, but I love when he came back.
I didn't mind the match.
We talked about that. We did that.
I remember. I didn't mind it. You want to know why? Because the story was so good.
It was. But my point is this. My point is, if Sting could wrestle like he's 41 and not 61, you wouldn't have a problem with it. But he's not going to wrestle, first of all. Okay?
There's no way.
That's first of all. Second of all, Sting's not stupid. He's not going to come back every fucking year like Taker did for, hey, get Mark on the phone. Yeah. Why don't you wrestle this colored kid next year? Keith Lee. Yeah. You can't, sir, you can't say colored. Damn it, get Paul on the phone. Yeah. But my point is this, though. I love when the guy, that was, and first of all, totally out of fucking, I was telling Fallon tonight, today she called. And I said, I even stayed up to watch this. I was like, I know I'm normally in bed by fucking 10:30, 10 o'clock. I'm exhausted by coming home from work. I actually stayed out of my bedroom so I could keep up. I was so excited for this fucking match. So when Sting came out and threw a fucking monkey wrench and everything, I fucking popped. I literally popped. I scared the cat, jumped off the couch. I was excited. I was 13 again.
I was shocked.
I was shocked.
I was not expecting that.
Don't be surprised around January fucking the second week of January, you see your boy rocking a fucking Sting shirt. Because you know what? Sting was my, well, back in the day, not this is before fucking Crow Sting. Sting was my guy, dude. Sting was my NWA Hogan.
I loved Crow Sting.
Yeah, I love Crow Sting.
Well, you guys are a little younger than I am. I didn't like the
that generation.
Yeah,
but, no, we're a whole lot younger than you.
But you are, you are. That's no lie.
We're half a score.
You're half
younger.
A score. All right.
Woo,
look at you taking score.
Yep.
Oh.
Half a score.
Isn't that cute? He does math too. This
wow.
Guy's awesome. This guy's awesome. But the bottom line is the true bottom line is that
four.
Anybody who. Like, and this is in any genre too. Like, even in sports, like when guys come back or whatever, not to play though, but I'm talking like when they come back and make an appearance,
some
something.
Comparison.
It's fucking
yeah.
dope. Uh-huh. Sting is the man, dude. When he came back to WrestleMania and he kicked Seth Rollins in the face, I was like, dude.
Yeah.
And then he called out Triple H. I'm like, that's fucking. And the match didn't live up to the hype because he was hurt. And the whole, and I liked it. I loved it. But it didn't live up to the hype. We all watched it in my living room.
I remember watching Triple H and Sting, and then the NWO getting involved, and DX getting involved. I was like, when was Sting ever part of the NWO Black and White? He was only part of the Black and Red, and I was in.
He was the Wolfpack.
Wolfpack.
Blah, blah, blah.
I like Wolfpack. Shut the fuck up.
I had a Wolfpack.
Don't you ever talk about Tomato Face Sting like that ever.
Tomato
again.
Face Sting.
I hated it when he had the red face paint.
I just loved Sting, man.
Yeah.
I loved him. I didn't hate the Crow gimmick. I just liked former's previous thing better.
Oh, you like blonde, flat
blonde
surface Sting.
And then blonde, and then I had like mid-90s Sting before Hogan came in when he was fighting Vader. Fighting, you know, Cactus Jack and Abdullah and fucking...
You know,
Dungeon of Doom.
You know which match I really enjoyed from like 95 was him and Ming for the United States title.
Correct.
And then him and Kensuke Sasaki.
For the U.S. title.
Woo! Lord, was that a good
That's
match.
Like Sasaki Power was Warrior. The U.S. title. Yeah. Power Warrior, correct.
Oh my God, was that good. No, Sting was really good when he was younger. But like for a lot of the quote marks out there to say, oh, this is so sad. And I'm like, why is this sad? Why are you?
I don't think it is.
Why are you like complaining about it before something even happens?
Yeah, let's see where it goes. Like you know,
it's really good.
I like it.
Shocked to see Sting back on TNT.
Yeah,
it's like what Shivani said. We haven't seen Sting on TNT since 2001.
Yeah,
that's
a
shocker right there.
Am I talking out of school? I even like some of his TNA stuff.
I love this TNA stuff. Joker Sting.
Not Joker Sting. I liked.
I like Joker Sting.
Okay, I didn't like Joker Sting, but it's showtime, folks.
Can you? I was not a fan of him in TNA.
Of his stuff was really good.
I did like his match with Jeff Jarrett when he won the NWA World Heavyweight title the first time he won it in TNA.
Slap nuts.
And but after that, even Main Event Mafia Sting was fucking.
But this like everybody was like, "Yo," but I had to reiterate, like I was like, "Yo, if he wrestles, then it's on the same level as Taker.
Yeah.
But if he's not, then it's whatever, you know." But
the argument was like, "Oh yeah, people like to shit on WWE for getting Undertaker, but then when AEW gets Sting, it's bad. Like it's great." I mean, no, we said that when the Undertaker comes back. It's fine as long as he doesn't fucking wrestle because he can't fucking wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
Now, if they try to bring Sting back and they're like, hey, Sting, you want to do a match? I think that's a fucking terrible idea. Yeah. Leave Sting in a coach managerial role to mentor guys like fucking Darby Allin or even Cody Rhodes. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
I think Sting is going to be a huge asset to that company because he could be like a liaison or a fucking ambassador for the fucking
for the brand.
So I think it's gonna be really good. I'm also excited for next week to see if they actually break up the Inner Circle.
I think they're gonna tease it. I like your idea of them kicking Jericho out at some point.
I think they're gonna kick out Jericho.
That'll Santana and Ortiz fucking just gives everybody the boot.
Or we could see just Hager, MJF, Wardlow, and Jericho as the Inner Circle, and then they kick out the Latinos out.
That's racist.
So racist.
I'm just saying, maybe they're going to kick out the line cooks out of the group, bro.
Wow.
That being said.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Oh, stop. Oh, you stop it.
Will you stop?
I can't. I'm sorry. My computer. It's okay.
Will you stop?
But,
I was very impressed with wrestling this week. I was really, really impressed.
Yeah.
Anybody see Raw?
No.
Did not.
No one cares.
I didn't see Raw either. And SmackDown tonight. I don't even know what's going on SmackDown.
Oh, because we're watching NXT. We normally have SmackDown on while we're here.
Oh, yeah.
But Jay had to catch up.
A little behind,
if you will. So we have no format tonight since our guest has fucking tapped out on us.
That's okay.
You just want to take a quick break and come back. We'll just shoot the shit some more. That's it.
Yeah.
We'll shoot the shit.
Guys, I can't read the Facebook chat. So if you guys want us to bring up something, just let us know before the break.
How about this? We'll just answer questions.
Answer Facebook questions. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
See what happens.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on The Rant. We're live on Facebook. And I think no one on YouTube anymore. Right.
And we're on live on Squires Walkman.
That's right. Matt Squires has the Sony Discman.
Yes, he does.
We'll be right back. What, Alfred Hayes? Take us home, Daddy.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Okay, let's give this a try. The Shining Wizards is a funny wrestling podcast. No. The Shining Wizards is an insightful wrestling podcast. How about this? The Shining Wizards is a great wrestling podcast that airs live Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on RantDMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. Of course, it's available on all podcasting platforms. I think that covers it. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
I don't know.
Hold on. Moment. Lost. Time.
In a world where Hollywood tries to tell you how to live while doing the exact opposite, where fresh ideas are tossed away for a cash grab reboot, where the media has become nothing but propaganda and freedom is traded for what they tell you is security and safety, there is Inconclusive Breakdown. Your weekly look at current events and entertainment with no political correct BS. Just news and uncensored opinions, everywhere you get podcasts. A proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Horns up, beautiful motherfuckers. Radioactive Metal is here on the Shining Wizards Network, and we want you to listen.
Every week, we cover the world of heavy metal and speak to your favorite bands.
We discuss new releases, concerts, controversies, and everything else that's related to heavy metal.
And occasionally, we even talk about pro wrestling.
Catch us live every Thursday night on PureRockRadio.net.
Listen to past episodes at RadioactiveMetal.org or at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Harvey Wimpleman, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Jay, and that pain in the ass, Choppy.
masses.
Yeah, like baby.
This song's awful.
Yo, you're awful.
That's so funny. Evil minds that plot destruction. He just literally went with the awful.
No, I'll
Phil's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, we can get flagged tonight. I don't care.
It's
like, this song is amazing. And then Chubby goes, if you say so.
If you say so.
I'm such a dick. I can't help it.
This song is going to make sense for the rest of your life. Every 4 years, this makes sense. Am I lying?
Yeah, you're right. All joking aside, I think Ozzy's probably one of the greatest frontmen of all time.
Well, to me, he's my favorite. 72 years old the other day, man. My Lord and Savior. Let me tell you something. This song, I was 11 years old, and I didn't quite understand the song, but just the 7.5 fucking minutes, I was like, you're like, and you just, you know, you it's like a, them, Zeppelin, they had these fucking 6-7 minutes on Pink Floyd, and you're like, you know, I Am Butterfly. I'm like, Jesus Christ. But when you listen to a Sabbath song, it just changed my life, man. And I can thank the Road Warriors for that.
Yeah.
I had no idea who these guys were. Well, that's Ozzy. My aunt's like, that's Black Sabbath. I'm like, yeah, but that's Ozzy. She's like, no, you idiot. But Ozzy was Black Sabbath. And I'm like,
oh. The connection.
Oh, I mean, hey, why do I get that messed up? All right, we're back. And thank you to Mr. Ron Singh, who gave us the Harvey Whippleman fucking drop tonight.
Yeah, Downtown Bruno.
Downtown Bruno. Manager of Lord Humongous.
Yep.
Bull Nakano.
Sid
Vicious. Big Bully Busick.
El Gigante.
Yes.
El Gigante.
Giant Gonzalez.
Giant Gonzalez. He managed, what was that dude's name with the derby hat? Big Bully Busick?
I think it was Busick.
He managed him too, I think.
He also managed, what was Steve Lombardi's other character that he managed?
Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
Yep.
Awful.
Pretty much. Anyway,
and the fact that they're trying to make kids believe that was not fucking the Brooklyn Brawler really pissed me off even more. I was like, that's not Abe Knuckleball Schwartz. That's fucking Brooklyn Brawler.
That's Steve Lombardi. That's Kim Chi too.
Kim Chi, yeah.
Oh yeah. What about when they brought in Big Titan to play Razor?
Big Titan, yeah. Yep. That's the dude from Japan, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Just passed away recently.
He just passed away, right? Yeah.
True. And they brought in fucking Kane to play fucking Fake Diesel.
Fake Diesel.
When I was watching that Money Ride, I was like, oh my God, there's no way. There's no way they're coming out with Razor and Diesel. And turns out JR is like, yeah, this is Razor and Diesel.
Yeah.
By God.
That man's got a fan.
That was the first heel Jim Ross we would see.
Yeah.
Darby Allin looks like one of the dynamic dudes that went goth. Shaylin
with the ether.
Fuck Shaylin.
Shaylin. What's wrong with you?
Oh my God. I've had meals bigger than fucking Shaylin.
Fuck you. Alright, so there's no throwback of the week. There's no fucking well, there might be a fuck you wrestler of the week if Choppy has.
Oh, you better believe it. Yep.
So guys, what's going on in the chat room? Throw us a couple of questions and we'll wrap it up. Jay's got to go to work tomorrow, actually.
What time you got work tomorrow?
5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Oh, my God.
I know.
In this fucking weather, too.
Where?
Manhattan.
Still Manhattan.
Oh,
you got to get a fucking transfer, dude.
Why can't you go to Staten Island, dude?
You got to come out.
I got to ask you a question.
It's a real dump.
Go ahead.
Why wasn't garbage picked up on Wednesday?
On Wednesday.
We called 311, motherfucker.
I did.
What'd they tell you?
They were like, due to COVID reasons, we didn't have anybody pick up the garbage. I was like,
half right.
He goes, that's half right.
How about this? You guys like to pick and choose when you want to pick up the fucking garbage. You know, fucking jerks.
Yeah, it was funny. I worked in Staten Island the day after Thanksgiving. So people were like, oh, we didn't even know you were pulling your garbage out. You were picking the garbage up today. We were like, yeah, we're doing a sneak attack today.
What's that Garbage Man movie with Emilio Estevez?
Oh, Working Man.
Emilio!
So that's what Matt Squires has to do. He has to put you and Jay's face on fucking Working Man.
Working Men.
As Garbage Men.
Yep.
That'd be fucking
where
awesome.
We find a body in the garbage cans.
Yeah.
That's actually a funny movie.
But
awful.
They pick and choose whenever they want to work.
Fucking jerks.
Big jerks.
You guys suck.
Sorry. It happens.
I'm not saying you suck.
All right, OJ.
Oh, I know. I know. I know. I do.
Cunt. You're a cunt. You're a cunt. You'll always be a cunt. You know, the sad part is you're gonna have some cunt kids.
You're a jackal. That's what I think of you.
That's what I'm saying. Anything in the chat room? Anything? Any questions for the?
If you guys don't have any questions,
we're gonna eat the rest of Choppy's candy and go home.
That's it, man. I don't give a fuck, yo.
I don't give a fuck. He says.
I don't give a fuck, yo. All right. Yo, I was listening to some freestyle raps on YouTube the other day.
I was playing some Jay-Z freestyle today. Fuck you, you fucking simpleton.
Jay-Z did you call freestyle?
Did you say simple?
Yeah, from like 96, 97.
Oh, yeah. When he was actually good.
Yeah, when he was still when he was still black and not a billionaire. Yeah.
When he was actually good.
When he actually gave a shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, now he doesn't give a shit.
First of all, the man earned everything he's got.
No, he didn't.
He most certainly did.
No, he didn't.
He was in the right place at the right time.
No, he didn't.
And the dude capitalized on
it. I wouldn't be surprised if he shot Biggie and then he became a...
He shot Biggie?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, nah. Now, you know Tupac people shot him without Tupac knowing. Fuck Tupac, too.
I love Tupac.
Yeah, of course you do.
Shut the fuck up.
I hate Tupac.
You know what? Maybe he hates you, too.
I hope he does. I hope he did. Fucking mook.
By the way, listen, I got something.
You got breaking news?
Well, yeah, I got two things. One, Shannon's got a question, but two, I just looked up Big Bully Busick. How come this is the first time I'm seeing this guy?
Are you serious?
Come on, Jay.
Stop.
Come on, Jay.
Jay.
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
That motherfucker. He looked like the fucking dude. He looked like, remember Tom and Jerry? You remember Jerry's cousin, the big bully?
Yes.
That's who he looks like.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Big time. That's the first time I noticed him. So Shaylin has a question. All right.
Speaking of Looney Tunes, HBO Max, Looney Tunes.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, gangster.
I watched Baseball Bugs all day.
Duh.
One, two, three, structure out.
Exactly. I'm going to give this a purple particular point.
So I'm going to put this one to Shaylin has a question.
Oh, of course he does.
Favorite War Games match of all time? Chops, what's up with you?
First one.
Course.
It's always the first one.
Yeah?
Absolutely. First, 87.
The first one is the best one.
80 motherfucking
If you
seven.
Fucking tell me 1998 War Games was the best one, I'm going to smack the shit out of you.
Well, Jay said 94 was his favorite.
Sting Squadron, 91.
Ugh.
Sting Squadron. Oh, against the
Dangerous Alliance.
I just watched that the other day.
Yeah, Dangerous Alliance. I love that one.
It was all right.
Tower of Doom. I loved the 94 one because of Dusty Rhodes, but 91.
Oh, Dusty Rhodes!
You know, I'm telling you, the one, the War Games from Fall Brawl 98, where they had...
We just did that one like a year ago, didn't we?
Where they had Stevie Ray come in with like a little satchel.
Yeah.
And had like his fucking merce.
Had little beads in
his man purse.
He had his little keychain slapjack.
Yo, he was knocking people out with his slapjack.
Fuck that dude.
So then Shaylin just asked, what's the worst
Keep
War
it up,
Games
Scrooge,
match?
Scrooge McBitch, he said.
Oh, fuck you. All right there. What's a good Puerto Rican name? Cookie? All right there, Cookie.
I think Coquito. All
right there, Coquita.
Coquita.
What's the worst war game?
Oh. The one with fucking Shark and fucking Zodiac.
95? Yes, no.
Yes, no.
That,
yes, no. Wasn't Kamala in there, too?
Kamala was in it.
I am. What was Kamala's handle? What was his name? The wizard? The grand? No, it wasn't the grand wizard. That was Ernie Roth.
All I know is that...
The dude with the fucked up head. Iukea. Grandpa Iukea.
Curtis Iukea?
Yeah, but what was his name? He was Kamala's handler.
Oh, it was...
Come on. He looked like a fucking budget, great value Abdullah the Butcher.
He did look like Great Abby.
GBA. I think I found the name of the podcast tonight.
Oh my God! You could also say he
would just call himself the Wizard.
You could also call the episode "Not So Just Incredible."
Not so, yeah.
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay. I thought you were serious. I would did it.
I know you would have.
Fuck.
It's okay.
It's okay. Terrific.
Yes. No. Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
He was known as the Master.
The Master.
Yep.
The Master Debater.
The Master Debater. I thought it was the Wizard.
He had some scarred up head.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, that'd be a question. All right, hold on. We got another one coming in.
What's the question?
Never mind.
Go ahead, Jay. You can ask it. It's for Choppy.
It might as well be.
Oh boy. Go ahead, Jay, you can ask it.
Well, it's not. It's really a really kind of a bad joke. Oh, Jason Grooms put up.
Here we go.
Ah.
Let's go, Tubby. What's the question?
Not nice.
I don't give a fuck. I'm Tubby too.
What you get when you cross a Puerto Rican with a pig?
What?
Nothing. There's nothing. There's some things even a pig won't do.
Oh.
How come Puerto Ricans can't give blowjobs?
Because they can't get a
job. They can't get any kind of
job. That's terrible.
Truly Tasteless Jokes, Volume 6, 6th grade.
So seeing a photo of Prince Ikeko. Yeah.
Prince Ikeko was awful.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
Who had the most gigged up head besides King Curtis?
Oh. Abby.
No.
Dusty, Abby.
Dusty had a really bad.
New Jack. Carino.
Carino's got a
Carino head was great.
Fucking yeah. Mr. Pondo from fucking FMW. The other guy from FMW. The hell's up?
Are we talking about scarred heads or scarred bodies?
Oh, what's that dude? Atushi Onita was all scarred
Onita
up?
Onita was pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Sabu?
Not really.
Seen him up close?
His scars were more on his body than his
face.
He's
got some fucking facial gimmicks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. Tully was pretty fucked up, too.
Tully, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I gotta look.
Dusty had a fucking roadmap on his head of fucking Texas. Nothing coming out of Texas good, though. Right, Gary Hart?
What about Bruiser?
Brody, yeah.
Oh, Brody had a diesel one.
He had the roadmap of the whole Midwest on his head. Oof. That guy. Poor fucking Brody. Yeah, a lot of guys had it. A lot of guys.
Yeah,
all the Japanese guys did, too, from FMW and Wing.
The Japs from Wing, yeah.
Not absolutely. The Japs. The Japanese. You fucking racist.
I respect you.
I respect you. Jew businessman. I respect you.
Did I tell you what Rob sent me? Sent us?
What did he send you?
LJN of Nikolai Volkov.
Did he really?
He's in the bag over there, yeah.
Oh,
and we got Junkyard Dog.
JYD.
So now we have Sheiky Volkov, JYD. We have Andre. Our collection's getting big.
Andre's right here.
Group. Groom just said,
I challenge you to world doctor.
He said Bruiser looked like a subway map with his lines, I guess.
It's so ironic that Groom says that, because every time I try to get him to come to New York, he's like, I'm not riding that subway. I'm like, dude, you're fucking 500 pounds and like 6 foot. You're a Mongolian beast. You should. They would part the Red Sea if he came.
He's
down.
A modern day haystacks,
dude,
yo.
Dude, if he went, I could see him in fucking at Union Square if it was still packed, not because of COVID. I could see him, like, they would fucking split. Like, me and Tank walked down the street, Tank was a big motherfucker. They would fucking split. Like, there's no room to walk.
Yeah.
Walk
you know what, you know what, you know when I was moving the other day, you know what I found? I found his prayer card.
Did you?
Oh, man. I saw it, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Dude, I have a shoebox. I have my cousin Buddy's on the fridge, but I have a shoebox. And I got my Grandma Mary's in it, just the recent ones from, like, the last 10 years. I have Tank's. I have a friend of mine who passed away, Buddy Angelo. I got Brielle's mom's in there. Like, I'm just like, oh,
it's just one thing after.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's like keeping it. I call it the sad box. Sad. I just keep shit.
Sad fucking, sack.
Sad shoe box. Sad. Yeah.
But
Grooms won't come to New York, but he's the biggest motherfucker.
Bro,
right
he's
now.
Like, he's like,
he's a massive.
He's
man.
A haystacks guy.
Dude, I'm telling you, he'd be like a, if you put him on Main Street, but a 7 train. He'd be in a Godzilla movie. Godzilla.
Groomzilla.
That's dope. Guys, I need a shirt.
Yeah.
Groomzilla. Shout out to Jay. Jay was on the first couple episodes of Turnbuckle Throwback.
Was he really?
Absolutely. That's awesome. He was. But I don't know, man. War Games is near and dear to me. I have them all bootleg too. I have every one
of
them.
Let's do a quick fantasy war games match.
Okay.
Past first present. Shaylin had a good one. UE against the Horseman.
Ooh.
Which version of the Horseman?
Barry.
Barry on Tully and Flair.
Oof. Yeah. That would destroy him. I'm sorry.
I think the Horseman would.
The Horseman would destroy the UE.
Yeah.
How about the UE versus Dangerous Alliance? Bobby Eaton.
The Alliance
Rick Rude.
The Alliance would win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does UE win anything against the past?
No.
Against Dungeon of Doom?
No. They don't. Listen.
No.
The Shark.
Let me tell you something about Shark. He was throwing fucking drop kicks in Ultraman.
You saw that shit? Bro.
Yeah.
A 300, a 400 pound drop kick?
It was John Tenta was no joke.
Yeah.
Yo, this is what people don't understand. The wrestler of yesteryear would destroy the current crop of wrestlers.
Oh, 100%. It's just a different mindset, man.
It is
a different mindset.
I'm sorry. Like, you look at the crop of talent that we have now, there's only like a handful of guys that look like legit.
How about this?
Fucking wrestlers.
The first Bullet Club. Fale, Finn Balor, Tama Tonga, Carl Anderson against the UE.
The original Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bullet Club.
Sorry, guys.
You know what? The only thing that
I got one for better fear. How about the Kingdom versus UE?
The original Kingdom? Matt Taven. Who's the original? Mike Bennett.
And fuck.
That guy.
Who's the Rhett Titus?
Wasn't Titus?
No, Rhett Titus was in the All Night Express.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
I liked them. They were good.
Him and Kenny.
Kenny fucking King. K-I-N-G King.
I'm not a Kenny King guy.
Final Battle, 2 weeks. Very excited. On the 18th.
Very excited. ROH been putting up a lot of content on
yes, they have
YouTube
been. Good call.
As of late.
Yes, they have been. Well, I'm slowly getting back into ROH, so
I miss going to a live
Me
Raw,
too,
Ring
man.
Of Honor show.
That was our thing, dude. That was Takeover Club's inception.
Every Final Battle we would go
the last 5 years we were there.
Grooms asks, what do you think if Varsity Club never broke up?
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you right now, they should have reformed the Varsity Club with fucking that dude Alex Riley.
Alex Riley as the captain?
Yeah,
but absolutely. The original Varsity Club was Mike Rotundo, Rick Steiner.
Dr. Death.
No.
He was not part of the
He was the first in
Kevin Sullivan.
It was Kevin Sullivan, Mike Rotundo, and Rick Steiner. Then they got Dr. Death. Then they got Dan Spivey.
That's right. Spivey was in it.
So
Spivey looked a little too tall to be in.
Spivey was motherfucker. He's a beast.
Spivey's tough as
He's
shit.
He's fucking tough as shit. That dude, Waylon Mercy.
Yeah,
I liked Waylon Mercy.
What
I wasn't
a fan.
That was that. That's one now. Like in the past, you look back, you go, you know what? That could have hit somewhere.
It could have hit somewhere.
But let's see. Hold on, I got one here. You know what you didn't see is Shockwave on Tuesday. I didn't watch it. I know it came out.
I haven't watched any of those NWA Shockwaves yet.
I haven't watched it either.
I know what's his face won the TV title. The
Who?
Pope.
Oh, that I know, yeah.
Another fucking t-shirt they have, you motherfucker. It's called, it says The Enforcer. It has a TV title on it.
I love it.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm going to be broke. God damn it.
Funniest thing.
Shaylin said, could you imagine the Survivor Series match of Hogan's team versus Andre's team, but in a war game style match?
Andre couldn't fit in that cage.
No, he couldn't.
He couldn't climb over those ropes.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to climb over.
He'd go in last.
He would have to go in last.
Sorry.
Oh, it's so mean.
I love Andre. Andre's one of my heroes, bro.
Yeah.
He was when he turned heel, I was the biggest fan. I loved heel Andre. I love the Andre.
You know what's funny? He didn't really have to do much to turn heel.
I challenge you to WWE Championship match.
He said World Tag Team title.
And he fucking ripped the chain. He's like, Andre, what are you doing, man? What are you doing with him? Rip. He's like,
You're bleeding.
And it just shows you how much of a heel fucking Bobby Heenan was in the fucking late 80s. Because he would just latch himself onto any superstar, and that superstar would become an instant heel no matter what.
Bobby Heenan was the greatest.
Yes.
Hands down.
Better than Gary Hart.
Who is the second?
Gary Hart second.
I was just going to say, who's the second?
Second, Gary Hart.
Number one for me is Bobby Heenan. Number two is, wow, holy shit. I got
For me, it's Heenan, Gary Hart, Paul Heyman, Mr. Fuji, Oliver Humperdinck, Jimmy Hart, Johnny Valiant. Who else? There's a couple more that I'm missing.
I say me one, absolutely Bobby Heenan. You know, there's nobody
Bobby
better.
Number one is always Bobby Heenan.
Yeah.
No matter
number
what.
Two, I think because I'm just like a Southern wrestling guy, Cornette.
Yeah, Jimmy Cornette.
Cornette was such a great.
I'll put Cornette over Johnny Valiant and Mr. Fuji. So I'll make Cornette 5.
I'm going to make number one is going to be Bobby. Number two, you're going to call me crazy, is Paul Bearer.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Bearer is really good.
So are you counting his work in World Class with Rick Rude and all those guys? Yes. Eric Embry and all those guys?
Percival Pringle.
Percy Pringle the third?
Yep. Okay. Number three is Cornette. Number four is Heyman. Number five, Jimmy Hart. And I'll leave it like that.
Ellering? Groom just put it in.
See, Ellering only had...
Yeah, but he only did fucking the
He only had the Legion of Doom for... I mean, the original Legion of Doom in Georgia was...
Was Bundy...
The Road Warriors. Roberts. The Road Warriors, Jake Roberts, and...
The Spoiler.
But then they all went to fucking... Bundy went to Vince. The Spoiler left Georgia.
And then
Jake Roberts went to Vince also.
Well, what was it? The reason it was supposed to be originally Bundy, but then Bundy turned babyface because they started making fun of the fact that Bundy was fat.
Yeah,
but he left though. Vince took him at that.
Yeah,
point.
He took. But they 85. They still feuded a little bit with Bundy over the fact.
Oh, they turned on him. Yeah, he turned.
That was it.
But you can make the argument that Ellering only needed to manage one team though.
You know something, Tony Schiavone?
Wrong.
Everybody talks about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it.
He managed three teams.
Oh, he managed the fucking DOA fucking Herbs.
DOA, yeah. And then he managed your boys, the Goon Squad.
The Goon Squad, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember him with DOA.
Paul Ellering, definitely in my top 15, 10, 15 at
yeah,
least.
He's not top 10.
No. He deserves to be in the conversation.
Of course.
Oh, what about J.J. Dillon?
See, that's the thing.
I forgot about
Technically,
him.
Technically, J.J. was only Tully's manager.
But then he went on to manage Flair
and
Barry.
He didn't.
When they were together as the Horsemen?
No, they did not. Him and Hiro Matsuda were representatives of the Yamasaki.
The Yamasaki Corporation.
They were fighting JTEX. That was Gary Hart, Dragon Master, Muda, Terry Funk.
Dragon Master.
And fucking Buzz Sawyer, rest in peace.
Dragon
Master. That was a sick fucking team they had, JTEX. JTEX was sick.
I thought out of the whole crew.
Can you imagine if they kept Buzz Sawyer and Muda as a team?
Ooh.
That would have been fucking crazy.
I think Buzz Sawyer was the toughest looking one out of JTEX.
I got, shout out to IVP Video. So when my hard drive crashed, I lost all my downloads from them. I bought the Great Muda box set. It was 10 discs on ISO files. I wrote them a letter saying, hey, here's my order number from last year. Can I get these replaced or do I have to buy them again? That dude sent me the entire order all over again.
Oh, that's great.
So shout out to Chris from IVP. I'll give Chris a shout out on IVP Video. If you guys want some good Japanese fucking videos, go to IVP Video.
You know,
so on the fourth disc of Muda, it's him and Hogan from 93.
Oh, that's
I
a good
found
match.
An All Japan Pro Wrestling Blu-ray.
Yeah?
That Mega Powers gave me for my birthday 1 year.
Which one is it?
It has it's like a combination of all these matches.
Ooh.
There's like Barry Horowitz with like tagging with somebody, some other guy against.
Yeah,
I got to bring it in. I'm gonna let you.
I want to see it.
Put it on your hard drive.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that.
Shailene actually brought up a nice Fantasy Warfare, which actually I think we could do a little work with is Hogan against Warrior at WrestleMania 6. But then after the match, Hogan turns on Warrior, goes heel.
It wouldn't work.
See, I disagree. I disagree. I think the crowd was
you don't
ready.
Have to, I mean, if you want to leave, you want to go off on time. We're not. That's gonna be. You're gonna have to.
Oh yeah,
I,
yeah.
I want to write 6 weeks of fucking TV for that.
Yeah, no.
I gotta review with Choppy. It's gotta be good though because Hogan was still uber over.
No,
at that
but
point.
He wasn't uber. He wasn't.
The Canucks loved him, dude. If he turned on.
If it was in a different area, oh yeah. It could have worked.
If he had tried it in New York, it wouldn't work because he was loved. He's beloved in New York. If he tried it in Philly, maybe it might work in Philly.
Philly hates everybody though.
they love Flair though.
Oh, because
they love Flair.
They loved it. The NWA always rivaled. WWE would run shit at the Spectrum.
Yep.
And then Philly down the road, they had another. I forgot the name of the arena, but they always ran
Spectrum.
No, it wasn't Spectrum. Spectrum was WWF.
Yeah.
There was the Philadelphia something arena, something. I forget what it's called. But they used to run shows against each other.
Oh, I got you.
That's why Philly loves Flair so much. Because Flair took his bitches to the Marriott, baby. Room 806.
I remember
in Philadelphia.
I remember Shane Douglas telling a story about how he wanted to get some heat on the Triple Threat. So he is, and then in his mind, he thought that, like, you know, since Flair's so beloved in Philly, he'll just start talking shit about Flair. And
put those guys in the fucking war games.
Oh,
how about every member? I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all right.
Shane, Bam Bam, Candido, Brian Lee, all triple threat members. Or Benoit and Malenko. There's six of them. Oof. Any combination of those against anybody.
Okay, if we're going to go triple threat.
You're going with the original.
I'm
going with Bam Bam and Candido.
No, I'm not going with the original. That's my favorite version of the triple threat.
Correct. That's my favorite as well.
But I got one for you. How about this? Who would win in a War Games? Candido, Benoit, and Malenko against three guys from the UE. And you got to think about this for a sec. I love Shane Douglas. I really do. And I love Benoit and I love Malenko. But
I'm going with you on this one.
I think the UE.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that the UE, they can't beat the Dungeon of Doom?
Wait.
But they're going to beat the Triple Threat in the War Games?
Well, I'm talking about.
I think we were kidding about the Dungeon of Doom.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about I'm not talking about the Candido, Bam Bam, and Shane Douglas combination. I'm talking about Malenko, Benoit, and Shane. I tell you right now, if it was fucking Shane Douglas and the fucking Eliminators, there's no way the UE would fucking win. No fucking way.
No.
A lot of people forget this. The Eliminators were also part of the Triple Threat.
Were they?
Yes, they were.
Okay, I don't remember it.
Motherfucker, you should know this shit.
I should. I don't remember it, though.
They're part of the Triple Threat.
When?
1995, if I'm not mistaken. Right after Benoit and Malenko left.
I don't remember.
I would have remembered that.
I'm gonna verify it
because at that point, Saturn was hurt after. So and then New Jack teamed up with
Cronus.
They became the Gangstanators.
Whatever.
That team was fucking terrible.
Fucking
love
awful.
The Gangstanators.
You did. I hate fucking New Jack.
I just love the name.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
fucking moves.
I don't know. Maybe we should call it.
What? Night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Call it.
Of course.
I stand correct. You guys are correct.
That's right. I mean, I would have remembered that, dude. They were my favorite tag team in ECW.
And then I remember they were trying
to get. The best opposite right behind Jay, actually.
I remember they were trying to get Lance and fucking.
Right behind Jay on top of the other side, Jay. The other side. The top one. The top DVD under the controller.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of controller is that?
Was it
the purple one? What is that?
It's a PS4.
PS4 has a purple controller. It looks like a GameCube.
I got it last year.
It's like a GameCube controller.
Yeah,
it's sexy.
It's sexy.
Just like you.
Thanks, pal.
That's what we're here for, buddy. To make
you
feel good.
That's what I'm here for. He says, "Fucking jerk off."
Oh Lord. Oh Jesus. Let's call it a night, Philly. Let's call it a night. Nobody's giving us any fucking questions.
It's okay.
They're just giving
We're giving our own questions. Well, Shaylin and Jason gave a lot of questions.
Really?
We gave good ones, too.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's the only two people in the fucking room.
Uh-huh.
Jerks.
Bunch
all right.
of jerks.
We'll have a throwback for you next week. Hopefully, we'll have it with the S next week.
Promotional
No, fuck you, Lord Alfred Hayes.
Lord Alfred Hayes, no.
No, jerk off.
Leave Lord Alfred Hayes alone.
Anyway. All right. So we had a good time tonight, either way.
I did.
You guys all know the social media handles, all the gimmicks. Patreon, Pro Wrestling Tees. Just buy something for us.
Not for us, just buy something.
Buy something, period. Jerk offs.
A bunch of mooks.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, mooks.
Yeah.
Our friends are not fooks, they're assholes. It's okay.
Guys, we love you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
And hopefully next week everything will be
hunky-dory.
Hunky-dory.
Hope is steady.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.